And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we are going to be talking about some tips for selling on social, making more sales, getting more customers, more leads, more clients from your social media. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about Instagram today, but really this applies to pretty much every social network because even though the apps are different and the algorithms are technically different, they operate in pretty much the same way. And really a lot of what we're talking about today goes back to human psychology, what people like, what people don't like, what people trust and don't trust. And that's ever present. That's across all the social networks. That's online and offline as well. So let's get into it with some of my quick tips for selling. And a lot of these tips also, before we even get into them, I should say, they come as a result of real world application. So recently I've started doing more brand partnerships and more selling and promoting different products on my Instagram. If you've been following me for the last few years, you know that I hardly, if ever, promote products. And if I do, it's usually the Insta Club Hub. It's usually Build Your Tribe podcast. I'm usually promoting my own things. But recently, I've begun incorporating a little bit more affiliate marketing, a few sponsored posts, and more collaboration opportunities. And I'm not doing that to make more money. I'm doing that because I've been contacted and reached out to by a few brands that I think are just super useful for my audience to know. That's something that I tell everyone on Instagram and something that I think you should know as well here at Build Your Tribe. And it's something that I think you should tell your audience as well. And that's that I only promote things that I know, like, and trust. I only promote things that I use myself. And I only promote things if I know it will directly benefit my audience. I'm not going to promote some random product just because some company is offering me a bunch of money to do so. And I recommend you implement that into your own business and social media practices as well. It might be shiny and flashy and appear great to have a company be like, hey, we'll pay you a couple $100 to make a post for us. Hey, we'll pay you $1,000 to make this reel for us. But I want you to really pause and ask yourself, what's more valuable and what's more important? A couple $100 or a couple $1,000 right now, or your audience's long-term trust. Because if you are selling out and you're promoting products and services and you're offering things and discounts and new flash sale, this after that, for products that you don't trust, for products that aren't quality, for products that you aren't willing to put your stamp of approval on, that's gonna bite you in the long run because you're gonna lose people's trust. They're going to be like, oh, she's promoting this product. It must be great. Okay, I'll buy it. And then they get it and they're like, oh, this is terrible. This fell apart after 3 days. This is crap. I don't trust her anymore. I don't trust her recommendation. We're the same way with our friends. If our friend's like, hey, you got to check out this restaurant. And you go to this restaurant and it's the grossest, most disgusting, most terrible service, smelly, stinky restaurant you've ever been to. You're not going to trust your friend's restaurant recommendations in the future. It's the same thing on social. You need to really value people's trust. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But something that I explicitly say to my audience is that I will only ever promote products, services, apps, websites, whatever, tools that I know, like, and trust, things that I have used and things that I have vetted. And I tell the companies that too. When companies reach out to me, if we ever have like a call or we meet up on Zoom or something like that, or even if we're just going back via email, I always say very early on, I need to try this product out for myself. Even if that means buying it on my own dime so that I can experience it and use it and try to break it and see how resilient it is and see how it works and talk to their customer service. If I can't do that, I'm not going to work with a company. I'm not going to work with a brand. And I recommend that you do the same thing as well. Speaking of brand partnerships and collaborations, that's not really what we're focused on for today's episode, but I know I've said a few times they're reaching out to me, and that does happen a fair amount, especially now that I'm creeping up on 500,000 followers on Instagram, and I'm starting to do some noteworthy collaborations like with the @creators account on Instagram and things like that. So I do have some brands reaching out, but even before I did, and this is what's important for you to hear, you need to start reaching out to brands yourself. Reaching out, pitching them, telling them what's in it for them to work with you. If you have real numbers from past promotions, or you have affiliate sales examples, or you have things that you can point to say, hey, listen, if you work with me and you pay me this much money for an Instagram story, I can pretty much guarantee that you're gonna get this many clicks. You need to start reaching out to brands, whether it's through direct message or through email. That's something that you need to start doing, being proactive about. And maybe we could do an entire episode of Build Your Tribe just about brand partnerships. I know we've done a few in the past, but it might be beneficial to do another updated episode of what's going on right now in the world of brand partnerships, collaborations, and sponsorships. But that's besides the point. Today, we're talking about selling on social media and some quick tips for doing so. My first tip that I have for you is don't change your energy, your tone, your delivery. Don't change up your content when you go to sell. That's going to be a dead giveaway for people that something fishy is going on. She's promoting, he's offering something, here comes the sale. All of a sudden, your tone changes, your inflection changes. All of a sudden, you're using a ring light and a tripod when you usually just hold your phone and you're doing stuff in natural lighting. It's very clear to people. It's jarring, and it causes us to lose trust. And that's because we feel like we know you. We watch your stories and your reels every day. We watch your TikToks and your YouTube videos. We know how you speak. We like how you deliver your content. And then all of a sudden you're like, hi friends. Today on my stories, I'm excited to share with you what I'm currently obsessed with. And we're like, well, that's not how you talk normally. That's not how you normally speak. And maybe that is how you normally speak, but you know what I'm talking about. It's very obvious when certain influencers or people who are in certain companies go to start promoting and selling. And so my first tip for you, and this might take a little bit of practice, stay in your lane. Stay with what you normally do. Talk the way you normally talk. Deliver the way you normally deliver. I recently promoted a like sticky phone case company. It was like a thing that you could put on your phone and you could stick your phone onto any flat surface. And I made a reel about this product. It was a paid sponsorship, but I made a reel for the paid sponsorship. And in that reel, my tone, my pacing, my delivery is just like any other reel. It's just like any other content that I would post on Instagram. So when people are watching it, they still feel like it's me. They still feel like they're learning and getting something valuable and something that they're used to, even though technically that was a sponsored post. My second tip for you is to be clear if or when it is a sponsored post or an advertisement. Technically on Instagram, you do have to, by law, disclose when you are making an advertisement for another company or a sponsored post. You don't have to do so if it's your own company. You're welcome to promote your own company all you want. But if someone else is paying you to talk about a product or service, you legally have to disclose it. But I see a lot of people disclosing it in a very robotic way. Like they'll put #ad and they'll put it on their content. They'll put like a big banner, like a warning sign. It's like putting a giant warning label, like warning, this is an advertisement you are being sold to. You don't have to be super robotic about it. You can tell people, this is an ad, this is a sponsored post, I'm getting paid for this, but this is something that I would promote anyways. And that's something that I explicitly said in my reel and in my caption of that sponsored post that I did last week, as I said, yeah, this is a sponsored post, they're paying me to post this, but I only share things that I know, like, and trust. I wouldn't recommend it for you if I didn't truly believe in it myself. So yes, this is a sponsored post, but I would post about it anyways. That way people can trust me. People know it's a sponsored post. They know it's an ad. I'm not trying to trick people, but I'm also being honest. Hey, yes, this is a sponsored post, but also yes, I love this thing and I recommend it to you. Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to give you a quick tip about selling. When it comes to making sales, especially on social media, it has been widely documented and reported and studied and researched that customers value the benefits more than the features. So when I'm talking about something like the Insta Club Hub, people don't care so much that there are two lives a month. that there are thousands of Q&A responses with every single question ever related to Instagram, that there's dozens of quick bite-sized lessons. People don't care so much about the features that are, you know, hot this week, where we give you the latest trending updates about Instagram, where we give you five trending audios that are popular and growing that week. People don't care so much about all of these bells and whistles. People care about the way things make them feel. What is in it for them? What is their benefit of your product? So when I'm talking about the Insta Club Hub, the benefits that people can gain from joining the Insta Club Hub and becoming members is peace of mind around Instagram, a complete understanding of how to grow not just your following, but how to make more sales and grow your customer base on Instagram, and how to do all of that in less than an hour a day. So you don't have to spend hours and hours wasting your life away on Instagram only to see little results. That's what the Insta Club Hub provides. The Insta Club Hub is the last Instagram resource, the last Instagram course or membership that you will ever need. The Insta Club Hub helps you finally make sense of the beast that is Instagram, and it helps you finally start to see real results that are sustained and that continue to grow. So if you're ready to join the Insta Club Hub, you can either visit instaclubhub.com right now. You can type it in without even pressing pause on this episode, or you can click down below in the show notes and it will open in your browser. And again, it's instaclubhub.com, and it is the last Instagram resource that you will ever need. My third tip for you for selling on social media is that selling is best in the direct messages. Whether it's on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, the best place to sell is in the DMs. And there's three reasons for that. Reason number one, direct messages lead to stronger relationships, better connection with people. When people are watching your stories, when they're consuming your reels and watching your content, there's some connection there, but it's not a one-on-one conversation. And you probably don't have the bandwidth or ability to have a FaceTime call or a coffee chat with every single one of your followers. But the next best thing is having a one-on-one direct message conversation. That builds trust, that builds relationship, that builds connection with the follower and you. So that's the first reason that selling is better in the DMs, is because better, stronger relationships. Number two is there's a better opportunity to follow up. If you post a link on your story or you make a post on your feed and you say, go click the link in my bio, you have no idea if people are clicking on it and then they're abandoning the cart, if they're clicking on it and then they have a question, if they're clicking on it and then something didn't load properly and so they got kicked off the page. You don't know. You don't have an opportunity to follow up. You don't have an opportunity for them to ask a question. You don't have an opportunity for there to be a conversation there. When you are sending people links via direct message, however, you have the opportunity to follow up. You have the opportunity to connect with them, to say, hey, I noticed that I sent you this link, but I didn't see your email come through. I was wondering if there's something preventing you from making the purchase. Hey, I noticed earlier that you were really interested in this product, but I haven't seen your order come through yet. Is there a question I could answer for you? You have the opportunity to follow up. And as Sally Sparks' cousin says, the fortune is in the follow-up. And then the third reason why selling is best in the direct messages is that it's more favorable from Instagram's point of view. If you normally post a link, let's say on your stories, for example, and you want people to go click on that link in your stories, one of two things is going to happen. Either someone is going to not click on that link, they're going to swipe on by, they're going to ignore the link. And Instagram doesn't like that because that's negative engagement. That's people not engaging with your content. That's people skipping over your post. That's not good. The other option is that they do click on the link. But if they do click on the link, sure, that's a piece of engagement, but they're now leaving Instagram, or they're leaving YouTube, or they're leaving Twitter, or they're leaving whatever app or platform they originally started out on. They're leaving that platform, and the platforms are not a fan of that. Instagram is not a fan of people leaving Instagram. And if you are the person who is making people leave Instagram, Instagram will probably not show your content to as many people. So either way, if you're posting a public link, it's kind of a lose-lose situation. But the way around this is by sharing a link in the direct messages. Because if you're having a conversation with someone in the direct messages, of course, first of all, that is going to be a way higher amount of engagement. It's a back and forth conversation rather than just one person clicking. So you're already getting more engagement. And number two, it's not a piece of content. Instagram doesn't have an algorithm for direct messages currently. Instagram isn't like, oh, we're going to show this person's direct message, not to the person they sent it to. Like that doesn't even make sense. And I'm saying that now, and probably in a couple of years, there will be an algorithm for direct messages, but currently there's not. Currently, you see whatever message you've gotten most recently. And so Instagram won't negatively affect your reach if you are sharing a link in the direct messages. My fourth tip for you about selling on social relates to the number two reason why people buy things. The number one reason why people buy things is price. And I think that makes sense, right? Like the number one reason we decide to buy whatever toothpaste or car or house is the price. The price matters a lot. And of course, that's the number one reason people buy or don't buy things. But the number two reason that people report that they buy or don't buy, that they choose to become a customer or not, is trust. And that skyrocketed up the list after the year 2020. Trust used to be a lot lower on the list. It was still in the top 10, but it was lower than the top two. Now, trust is the number two reason behind price that people choose to buy things. And so keep that in mind all the time on your social media. Are you building and gaining people's trust? Are you holding on to and valuing people's trust? Are you promoting things because you're going to make a quick buck? Or are you promoting things because you know it's going to help and serve your audience? Keep that in mind in your content. How do you build trust? Well, you be yourself. You show who you truly are. Just like in like the dating world or when you're meeting a new friend, the way you build trust is time, first of all, but also letting people get to know you, letting them see all sides of you, letting them see all those different interests and passions and hobbies, letting them see what you're truly like, letting them see your personality. You can stick to your niche and still be you. You can have a focus with your content, but still let your personality come through, still let your quirks and your uniqueness shine through. And that's how people build trust in large part. And of course, people also build trust by having those one-on-one direct message conversations like we keep talking about. Then my fifth and final tip for you for selling on social is to still provide value when you're selling. When you go into selling or promoting mode, don't just flip the switch and suddenly you are a talk show host or a QVC salesperson or a door-to-door salesperson who's just all about the sale. Focus on service. Can you offer a quick tip even while you are promoting a product? Can you give someone a piece of advice even while recommending something that they buy? Can you, even in the sale itself, talk about how this product or service is going to really be valuable and be a great benefit to your audience? And a great way to do that is when you're selling, promoting, or recommending, to focus on the benefits rather than the features. Now, if you have attended any live training that my mom and I have recently done around the topic of selling, you're familiar with this principle. But when you're selling on social media or anywhere really, your buyer cares much more about the benefits than the features. You care way more about the way things are going to make you feel and what you are going to get out of it rather than what went into making it, the different features, the different bells and whistles. We care way more about the benefits of the thing. I think a great example of this was recently I found a great personal trainer on TikTok. He posts really informational, scientific-based exercises and workouts that really get deep and focused into the anatomy of the muscles to target different muscle groups more effectively. And he's super cool. He makes great viral videos, but he was coming out with a workout plan. And my fiance Taylor was telling me about it. And my first question wasn't, well, how many weeks is the program? Or is there a Facebook group in the program? Or how long is the PDF? Or what's included? Like, what are the features and what are the bells and whistles? What do I get with the program? My questions were, what are the benefits? Like, is this a strength training program? Is this an endurance training program? Is this meant to help me bulk? Is this meant to help me lean out? Like, what are the benefits promised of this program? Am I going to get stronger? Am I going to get faster? Am I going to get more flexible? I cared about the benefits. That is what drives home the sale. If you study advertising on TV, and specifically fitness advertising, infomercials, and those kinds of things, the thing that makes the sale, the thing that every single fitness infomercial needs, or else it won't even be shown on TV, is before and afters. Because before and afters shows us the benefits. It shows us, hey, here's other people and the benefits they got. And so when you're watching that, you're like, oh, I could get those benefits too. So when you're selling on social, I guess this is kind of my sixth tip, focus on the benefits rather than the features. And before we go, I want to remind you of one last thing. It takes practice. No one is a natural born salesperson. Selling and recommending and promoting, it's gonna feel a little awkward at first. It's gonna feel a little different. It's gonna feel a little clunky and weird. But just keep practicing. Your first ever podcast probably sounded pretty poor. Your first ever reel probably didn't look too good. Your first ever TikTok or YouTube video or post on any social media channel probably wasn't as good as it is today. So allow yourself permission to not be great at selling at first, to not be great at promoting, to be a little bit inauthentic early on, and then to eventually step into your real authenticity, to step into your real personality, and to start being more of yourself online. Don't be so hard on yourself. Know that this takes practice. And one of the best ways to practice is to just constantly be recommending, be promoting, be sharing things that you have no benefit from, things that you aren't going to get money from, things that aren't paying you. Share things just because they're going to be beneficial to your audience or they're going to serve them. Share songs and products and clothing and websites and apps, and just share what you love. Talk about and recommend that stuff. And then when it comes time to promote or sell or recommend something that you do have something to gain from, well, then it's going to be a lot more natural. It's going to be a lot easier. And your audience is going to be a lot more ready because they're so used to you promoting and recommending things anyways. Just remember though, it takes practice and you're not going to be a pro your first time out. And as always, happy networking.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode? And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.